Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Work Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Well, good morning, good morning. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It is a fine and happy Wednesday. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, here filling in because Lewis is out on assignment. Joining me, my favorite co-host and one of my favorite people, yet again, it's Chris from Brooklyn.
What's going on, Zach?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Lewis isn't here again. It's very odd.
Lewis is flying to L.A. He's got the Depraved. He's going to have two shows at the Comedy Store. Make sure you go check them out. Those are going to be absolutely awesome. So I am holding down the fort this week.
That's what's up, nigga.
Thank you. And we are joined by two wonderful gentlemen from the Revenge of the Sith. We got Royce and Mersh. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thank you, boys.
It's been about 3 years since we hung. It's nice to see you guys.
Yeah, right before the unpleasantness. Yeah,
you guys were in the free state of Florida the entire time.
Yeah, no, we were partying, you know, coughing each other's mouths and stuff. It's the best.
There was an entire pandemic ago.
Dude, I was in Key West during a fucking pandemic, and it was just like, well, there's no pandemic.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody. Yeah. I found mystery powder on the floor. It was a giant bag of mystery powder.
Let me guess, Duval Street?
No, it was off Duval. It was on the way to that weird pool party off the side there. And we did all of that. And then, it was basically people spitting. Yeah, like I was
nobody
at a pool
cares.
Party. Nobody gave
cares.
A shit.
Nobody in Florida cares. Like for two weeks, right? When it first started, you know, like, oh, yeah, DeSantis, like, okay, we know if they're locked down for a little bit. And after that, he was like, yeah, no, this is stupid. This is fucking dumb. And everybody just kind of stopped and everyone back to the... Nobody bothered you about masks. The only places that there were like corporate places and Uber. And I even asked an Uber guy, I'm like, bro, you don't need to wear your mask if you don't want to. It's fucking hot. And he goes, it's not me, man.
Get a ticket, right?
No, not even the ticket. Other Uber drivers
snitch,
rat each other out. I didn't know about this. Apparently it's like a big, like, so they'll be like, oh, I saw an Uber driver. And then they'll, you know, deduct money or some shit.
Jesus.
It was pretty bad, yeah.
That fucking sucks. But even like, I remember I was worried about, I went on vacation to St. Pete's, right? Which is like, whatever, that's low key. And fucking people were like, you're going to go to Florida? Like, you know, like COVID is kind of scary down there. And then I like looked up that zip code versus mine. And I was like, I don't know. People are dropping in my building. I may as well just go sit on the fucking beach for a week.
It was kind of cool, kind of be like the super scary state for some people. It was real funny because everyone's like, I don't want to go there. Florida? Are you crazy? People were walking over bodies like it was a zombie movie. It was like, it's really fine. Everybody's fine. People are getting sick. Some people aren't. And we did pretty good considering everybody in our state's fucking old, too.
You got all the fun old Jews.
Yeah, we get all your when they age out of New York, they move to Florida.
Oh, the ones that are they make the old Jews that go, I'm a trisexual, I'll try anything once. And they was like, all right, dude, you've said that joke 14 times.
Exactly.
Big Jimmy Buffett fans.
Yeah.
No, that was the thing too. Even during the 2 weeks we were locked down, I think we got like 3 days into it, and just generally speaking, most Floridians were like, all right, yeah, but we're not like really doing this, right?
Yeah,
people just
true.
Started going out
it's
to dinner.
Gay,
people just started popping their masks off as soon as they sat down, and it was like, we're not doing it.
The biggest misconception is it's hilarious because the biggest misconception is like, it's because all those right wingers in Florida, and we've said it a bunch of times, it's not, Florida's not a state that's really about politics.
We're ungovernable.
Florida's a state that we're ungovernable. Like, we've been called crazy meth smoking alligator fuckers for so many years that it's like, yeah, maybe we are.
But you guys,
guess what? I got to go to a bar.
You guys grew up there.
I didn't.
I did.
No. You
I did. I did.
Okay.
I was born in Miami. I've been there. I'm like a weird OG Florida guy.
That's what I'm saying is like, but everybody who I grew up with who became like a piece of shit young, like 16, 15, like at 19 was like, I'm going to just move to Florida.
You start over.
That's what happens. It's like the Peace Corps of the United States.
I was going to say it's America and Australia.
I was going to say that. Or like a Southeast Alaska.
Okay.
Where everybody just goes, yeah, I'll just start a new life over there. I'll move to like, I don't know, Ocala and like sell drugs.
Hollywood, Florida?
If you look up mugshots like in Pasco County specifically, they all have Italian last names and it's always place of birth Long Island. Like, most of it's just these, like, tweaked out meth people that were like, you know, I could actually afford way more drugs if I get a trailer in Pasco County. And they all just moved down there.
It is funny. There's, like, more Yankees bars and there is, like, Marlins bars on there because everyone's from New York. They're like, it's just the way it is.
Yeah. It's the witness protection program, basically.
Bro, I believe it, but it's a good thing. We got, you know, it's funny because we get a lot. Florida, man, how many years Florida man and all this? You Florida people are fucking stupid. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. That's, I get that now, but now it's our time to shine. Hey, fuckos, I'm at a bar without a mask on. What are you going to do about it?
How much
are
your condos worth now?
Dude, we can't live in Florida now, bro. Everybody moved there.
Wasn't there, can you guys pull that up? It's, there was a, some metric where, like, there's an article that came out that Florida is now the most expensive state temporarily, but you guys don't pay state tax. How the fuck does that work?
Miami is the property tax. Miami is the most expensive city right now in the country, right? It went up like 63%. And, you know, we don't pay income tax, but that's where they get their money, from sales tax and from property tax. Property tax is fucking nuts now. Mm.
And there's all those resort fees and shit like that, too. But, like, you guys don't have to worry about that, obviously.
No, man, you Airbnb a place. That's what you do now. They don't pay the resort fees. It's the same shit. Just everybody's, dude, half of Europe has a home in Orlando now. Like, because the British people, you know, when they go on vacation, they go on holiday for like 3 months. Like, oh, we're on vacation for 3 months. I'm like, how? And they all have like a home in Florida. So
there's a lot of places you can get fish and chips. You're like,
fucking weird,
that's what,
man,
you guys were fucking eating anyway. Shut
it's
up.
Like, yeah, bars that look like double-decker buses, and you're like, why is this here?
It's fucking weird, man. But it's super fucking expensive now to live anywhere there. Everybody fucking moved there, like everybody. But the problem is that it's not – it's.
Yeah, and they took planes instead of floating over on tires this time, like, listen, you and your family.
And it's, by the way, the same people that bash us and, like, shit on our governor. And they're like, wow, God, you're going to kill everybody. They're like, no, I'm still going there. I have a timeshare, like. I already paid for it, so I'm still going. And you're like, oh, yeah. All right, then you're not really taking this.
That's where Disney
either.
Is, guys. I don't know if you know that.
Excuse me, Disney's going to leave because DeSantis is so mean, I'll have you know.
Oh, yeah, he hates gay people.
That was so funny. That was one of the funniest things in the world. Disney's like, well, we don't really like this. Like, okay, yeah, we're taking away your property tax, your benefits. And they're like, what are you going to do about it? Leave. I'll tell you what, put Space Mountain on the back of a truck and go move it to Ohio. Get out of here.
You know, they sold all the rides from Astroland and Coney Island when they changed it over to Luna Park. They sold them all on eBay. You could have bought the log flume on eBay.
Where are you going to put the log flume? In your backyard?
You better have a big backyard, dude.
Yeah.
The thing's just sitting in somebody's backyard now in, like, Kentucky.
Yeah, just one dude. Yeah, just trying to get young chicks over. It's just like an old dude, big fat dude playing
just
with his
one meth dealer that could afford it. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm going to be the coolest dude in Kentucky.
Hey, walks girls, you know, I got a log flume.
Walks back. Yeah, it still runs, too. Want to see?
You want to ride the other log flume? It's here in my waterbed.
He bought that in a bungalow bar truck. Like, at a discount, you know?
Well, there was that one lady on My Strange Obsession or whatever it is who was in love with a carnival ride.
Remember oh, that? I saw that. The roller coaster. Coaster one. We commented on that. That dude, that lady.
Did it make her come when she would, like, the bumps?
No, it was sexual. It was sexual.
Oh, it was sexual. And then, but it didn't run anymore.
Mm-mm.
So then she visited the same role, like, same model, and, like, cheated on her roller coaster.
Dude. See, you can't trust these bitches.
No.
Even when they really have, like, a niche fetish, you just can't trust these hoes.
No, and she was,
she's,
like,
yeah, jealous of the line.
She was the biggest dyke on earth, like. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Skydiver.
Oh, yes.
His name is Bruce.
Remember, we cut this up into a horror trailer. Remember that?
Wait, she's a lesbian, but his name is Bruce?
Oh.
Objectum sexual.
My first relationship was with an airplane. The last serious relationship
I had
before I met Bruce was with a locomotive.
I bet.
You know, remember, like, before they had all these little specials about, like, all these people, remember when we just called them all autistic?
Yeah.
Moved on? It was like, oh, you're on the spectrum. I get it.
Hold on.
Do you think when somebody likes, like, a VW bug, they're like, ugh, pervert.
Yeah. Degenerate.
You piece of, you Nazi piece of shit.
That makes you a pedophile, right?
Yeah.
Or being the love
or like a play school car. Ew. These people should be put down.
There was a BBC thing about dudes used to fuck cars, too, right?
Yeah. Well, there was another guy on this who fucked his car.
Hold on.
I like children's race car bets, but I'm not a pedophile, I swear to God.
Wait,
swear
so
to God, dude.
The obvious place would be the gas tank, right?
Yeah.
Muffler.
Yeah, I think the muffler is.
Get a Flowmaster.
The skin irritation.
I think,
alone.
No, you pull down that thing, the center console, but in the back, and you just you get in there, get your knees up on the seat. Let's see if, I wanted to see what she was about to say.
Yeah, please.
men. Some women like men with a colorful personality. He's got all of that, you know. And to me, I mean, Bruce is just
she's built like Pat from SNL.
He stands yeah. up and just being spread out.
Looks like a trans George the Animal Steel. Linda and Bruce share intimate moments with each other.
I absolutely
must have been a Unitarian wedding.
Yeah,
right. And I can spend the nights being.
It looks like when you have like an apartment complex that has that rare like woman that like does all the maintenance and stuff.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just like, yo, I'll get that toilet done and the grout.
And you don't know because you go, yeah, Sam will be there, and it turns out to be Samantha.
That's exactly. Sam
yeah.
will be there.
Does she have faded out grandpa forearm tattoos?
Oh God, she does.
Ooh, I thought that was
of him that I can physically touch. They usually set up a table in here.
Yeah, those tattoos belong on like a 65-year-old man in a bar that could take you.
Yeah.
Which, like, I'm not fucking with that guy.
This is a trailer inside the ride that she lives in with a bunk bed?
Yeah, where is she supposed to sleep with her husband?
Yeah.
I like the Bruce Valanche cut. That's looking snazzy.
It's really nice being in here with him. Sexuality is not the driving motivation in my marriage to Bruce.
They just have really good conversations. They have really like great yeah. conversations.
Well, obviously it's not the sex. You can't fit a roller coaster in your pussy. So obviously there's something else going on.
Wait, what is the actual ride? It seems collapsed.
It's not functioning. Well, you'll see. Hold on.
Well, neither is
they
she.
They need to get Bluetooth.
I decided.
Anyway, if you want to fuck a roller coaster, just fuck Amber Heard. At least the roller coaster's not going to shit in your bed.
Let's see.
Commitment ceremony. It's not a legal binding.
She got hair like Don Vito.
It's one in my heart. We're just an old couple. We're a sweet old couple.
Oh,
that's the end of that clip.
Isn't that nice?
What a she reminds me nice? Of my ninth grade English teacher, who her and her friend would go to Arizona every summer.
Her roommate, right?
Yeah, her and her yeah, roommate. Her would and go her to roommate. Arizona every summer.
My uncle's got a buddy that like just hangs around him, and it's just like he's got like a dude he goes on. He's got a wife for 30 years, but he goes on vacation with his like friend.
Bro time, dude. Oh,
man. Sometimes
hang out in the man cave with the bros.
Yeah, sometimes you go on vacation with your friend Terry for a little while.
It's a Ferris wheel.
Oh, excuse me, it wasn't a roller coaster. It was a Ferris wheel.
Sorry, that's you're right. It. A roller coaster would have been weird.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Roller coaster would have made more sense, like sitting on a dryer or something.
I want to apologize to the dyke autistic lady. I apologize. Yeah. It was a Ferris wheel.
We misobjected your love.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's get plugs out of the way. Gentlemen, I know you got some shit to promote. What do you want people to get eyes on?
Just Revenge of the Sis, man. That's on YouTube while it lasts. We have a website, kind of shitty website, but it works. And we're like on everything because we're like pirates now because we always have one or two strikes for, you know, saying anything. Now we got a strike for bullying Jeffrey Epstein.
Because you can't bully people.
Jeffrey Epstein.
He won't tolerate bullying.
You know, the pedophile.
The dead guy?
Yeah. Even if they're famous dead pedophiles, no bullying.
The clip was just us making fun of him from 3 years ago, and I was like, a couple weeks ago.
That got a strike?
Bullying and harassment.
All right, so you guys are on Rockfin now, then.
Yeah, no, we're going to be on Rumble.
I'm sorry, I'm not on that pyramid scheme. I'm not doing that.
Check us out on Truth Social and Rumble. and then also Daywave Radio, Nightwave Radio as well. Yeah.
Hell yeah, thank you guys. Chris?
High Society Radio here on the Gas Digital Network, Thursdays at 8. And check out my other podcast, Notes of a Goon. And then this Saturday, just go to my Twitter. I'm in Connecticut. Just click the link, buy a ticket. I think there's a couple left.
Hell yeah. Guys, you can find me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. Check out my other shows on the network, Bye Guys with Einon Fidance and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. And if you want to bring up Lewis's dates, please follow Lewis on Twitch. As well as he will be in
LA. He'll be giving a great fucking eulogy at the pet cemetery later today. Waiting for his dog to come back.
Issue on his website right now. I can't bring it up at the moment.
Oh, he would be so mad. Well, Lewis has a bunch of dates coming up. He's going to be in LA, Fort Worth, Dallas, and a bunch of other fun stuff coming up. Please check him out. And if you love the show, and I know you do, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get yourself a 7-day free trial to this show and all the other great shows available on the network. Or if you're listening on YouTube, Stitcher, however you consume podcasts, rate, review, subscribe. One lucky reviewer on iTunes gets a piece of merch once a month.
Hmm.
All right. So the inevitable has happened, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, it's time to RIP sport. Sport the dog. Lewis's 17-year-old Jack Russell Terrier. has crossed the Rainbow Bridge. Shannon, bring it up. RIP Sport, in all seriousness, you probably are the reason Lewis is alive, because he didn't go on benders for days at a time because he had to go home and feed the fucking dog.
And find the dog. Yeah.
You're with James, you know, you're James, your baby James' best friend, and God bless Lewis. Losing a pet sucks, and it took me and Chris all we had yesterday. When my cat died, like 7 years ago, Lewis commented on the post, at least it wasn't a dog. It took me and Chris all day yesterday not to comment on your horse shit. At least it wasn't a cat.
Yeah, it took a lot.
You motherfucker. But I love you very much. And sport, you're in a better place.
What comes out of the ground isn't what you put in the ground.
Sorry, off a man's heart. It's stony. All right, second story. Vicky White, the CO, who broke the 6'9" inmate out and was on the lam, has passed away. Shannon, bring it up.
Look, we can only license one song.
At least she's hot.
I mean, a whirlwind story if there ever was one. We've been talking about it. Vicky White. You guys know? Are you guys familiar with?
No, she broke out an inmate.
So she was a CO.
Yeah,
6'9".
Yeah,
right, Shannon. 6'9"?
6'9".
Nice.
That's correct.
So she sold her house for much under market value. Put in her retirement paperwork. Went to a bank, took out all the money. Said she was
rather than getting lip filler, which she desperately needed.
And well, no, she got her lips filled. And then said that this guy had a psych appointment that she was going to take him to, busted him out and went on the lam.
Oh, that's that guy.
Can you bring up the guy? This guy is a big, scary goon.
Oh, wow. He looks like fucking Nails from WWF.
See, I've only seen his mugshot, like his face, so I haven't actually seen. You're right. He's a big boy.
He's enormous, and he's a murderer. And I bet he was murdering that fat puss. So, Shannon, did you get where they made it to?
Yeah, Indiana.
And apparently she was wearing a wig and had been taking him around in a wheelchair so people couldn't see how fucking big he was.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant. That's actually pretty brilliant.
I think if there's anything more conspicuous than a dude walking around who's 6'9", it's a giant in a wheelchair.
Look at this. That guy. What a crop. I mean, look at that guy.
She climbed up and was like, this is Ben.
This
is Bruce.
Wow.
I love that she sold her house, took the cash out, broke this guy out of prison, and then they were like, all right, next stop on the agenda, Indiana.
Sunny Indiana. Let's go.
What did she die of?
So, here's the fun part.
Asphyxiation. Yeah, I can't imagine that just by coincidence it was natural causes.
Split in half. they were on the run. Mm. Cops got an idea of where they were. Shannon, you can correct me when I mess up here. I believe one cop was behind her. They hit the gas. Another cop boxed them in, and she blew her brains out. Leaving Lurch next to her with his hands up, going, I didn't do it.
That's right. For the most part, they were pushed off the road into a ditch. One article said that the car flipped. The other one didn't say that. But she also made a call to 911 while this was happening, which is weird. And it's like it's as if she butt dialed it because she never spoke to the 911 operator. But she's talking to the inmate and she's like, the airbags are going to deploy. Once it happens, we should get out and run is the last thing you hear her say. And then you hear like all the commotion happening in the background.
So it's bang.
So doesn't it make you wonder, though, if she intentionally shot herself or if it was an accident? Because she had the gun. Because apparently they were prepared for a shootout in the event.
They were getting ready for a Devil's Reject style shootout, which is what I want. This is how I wanted it to end.
You think the guy like came out of the car and he's like, oh, my God, she shot herself from the passenger seat somehow.
Well, I think he said my wife did it or something. He said he called her his wife. And
former ex-wife. Well, that's kind of wholesome. They got married first. That's not bad.
And so some people are saying they're preparing for a firefight. She freaked out. Who knows? He is not being charged. I mean, he's going back to jail for life anyway.
Yeah, his life is unchanged, except he's going back to prison as, like, the man.
Yeah, except
now.
His balls are empty for a few weeks.
Well, it's a female officer. She might have confused it for a taser like that other one did.
And, yeah.
The arresting officer was just like, yeah, it was weird. She was dead, and the Benny Hill music was still playing.
And I guess Andrea, who works here at the office, brought up a good point. I guess as a CO, she did not want to go to jail.
No.
She helped an inmate, though. She helped an inmate.
That's true. She'd be like a folk hero, wouldn't she?
I don't know. I still think she helped a guy, though. If she's going to ladies' prison.
She's going to ladies' prison. Yeah, so I don't think that would give her any street cred.
Yeah, if you're a cop and go to prison, but you're like a crooked cop, they're not going to be like, no, but he was cool. He sold coke, though. Like, you know what I mean? They just hear cop and it's on.
Sure.
But yeah, so that's the end of a whirlwind romance. I hope they make it into a movie.
I was just thinking that, dude. Doesn't that not sound like perfect for a movie? Get some pretty actress to get ugly, like what Charlize Theron did, or something.
Oh, I was thinking the opposite. I say you get John Hamm as the inmate, and you shoot a perspective style so that he's enormous. Oh, so you get John Hamm in giant makeup.
Yeah, because the dude from Billy Crystal's My Giant's dead, so you can't use him.
Yeah. Yeah, Matthew McGrory's also passed.
Yeah.
But then who do you have her? Oh, Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, yeah, but she lost weight now, though, so...
No.
Oh, put her in a fat suit. That's hilarious.
all that work she did, and we're like, oh, we're hiring you as a fatty.
Beanie, fucking Jonah Hill's
sister. That's exactly what I was going to say. Yes. Jonah Hill's sister. You get her.
She's a looker.
Dumpy.
Yeah,
and have her
excellent
play.
Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Is it good?
Fucking amazing.
I like the OJ one that they did. That was
this
really
was
good.
Really good, yeah.
I got to check it out.
So, yeah, I think it's a movie. I think, yeah, there you go.
Perfect.
Dude, that's perfect.
Dye her hair blonde, throw a CO outfit on her, she's ready to go.
She has thin lips just like her. It's perfect if you think about it.
Wait, that's the role she was born to play.
She has the Jonah Hill in drag?
What?
Is this Ezekiel?
she has the look, the built-in look of a woman who would like refire house and cash out and like give it to a murderer.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Chris. I want to see a picture of them together. I don't buy that. That's not
I really think he was just trying to get double roles.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was an amazing story. I want to know so much, and now that she's gone, I don't know how much we'll know.
Oh, okay, they're not the same person.
Oh.
What an amazing example of siblings or dating.
God, you're right.
I wish we knew more, because I want to know how they met.
Well, probably in prison.
Yeah, I would guess. I want to know if he threw it at her first, or she was like, hey, how's the weather up there?
I feel like if you're a female CO, you can just like drop soap in front of an inmate to throw a hint out there. You know what I mean? Just keep dropping it.
It's suspected they were together for 2 years.
Ooh, long-term relationship. Nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
Probably snuck off to the library to fuck or something like that.
I bet you could blow him. If he's 6'9", I bet you could probably blow him standing up.
Oh, God, you're right.
Through the bars, too. Through
yeah.
It just goes to show you, too. This is why I hate tall guys, because, I mean, even in prison, they can get laid. Like, it's just unbelievable. Just to be tall one day, you know what I mean?
Surprised when I heard the story before I saw the picture. Surprised it was a white guy.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone was. And then when you saw the picture of her, you're like, there's no way this is a white guy.
That's definitely not.
You're like, wait a minute, a white guy in prison.
Really?
What? Okay, 6'9". That's weird, man.
Captain of the prison basketball team, you say.
I don't believe it.
Fucked a fat
banging
white chick.
A fat white woman. Get out of here. No.
Okay.
And he had good credit.
Super weird.
Yeah.
Shannon, do you want to get a fat suit and remake this with Ralph?
I think you'd have to take away a lot of lip from my face to make it work.
I'm glad that you added from my face. All right, let's go to another story. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about doing some spring cleaning. No, not around the house. I'm talking about your dick and balls. Manscaped is proud to present today's episode, and we want to thank Manscaped for just being the absolute best. They sent us the Manscaped 4.0, which is the only tool you need to keep your boys looking good. And I gotta say, Chris, this thing fucking rules.
How does Manscaped work on shoulder scraggles? Because every time I use my old Con Air clippers, they get jammed up like a lawnmower that just went over a roller skate.
I will be honest with you. I have used my Manscaped for my mohawk back in the day, and I have used it for some stragglers on the face and on the back. This thing works great. The Lawnmower 4.0. It's waterproof, so you can use it in the shower, and it's also equipped with an LED light, so you can use it in the dark, or if you're a big fat person and you need to root around a little.
Get in the crevice.
Yeah, you get in the crevices. And then, not only as a man with crevices, I'll say, they sent me the Crop Preserver Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant and Moisturizer.
Hot.
And the Crop Reviver Spray-On Toner for your balls. Guys, my balls are in tip top shape.
Spray on toner.
Thank you, our friends at Manscaped.
It smooths out the wrinkles?
Yeah, it's a nice piece of business. I'm telling you, you're going to get addicted to it because it's just nice having nice dick and balls. So if you want a nice dick and balls, go to manscaped.com and use the promo code REALASS and you're going to get 20% off and free shipping. One more time, guys, that's manscaped.com, promo code REALASS for 20% off and free shipping. It is time to throw your old hygiene habits out and upgrade your life. Let's get back into the show. I fell in love with my son. And I have mind-blowing sex. But it's not incest. Tell us about it,
Okay, Shannon. What's the next story? Oh, I thought you were just making a statement.
So apparently this woman gave up her son for adoption. When she got pregnant as a teenager, she gave him up for adoption in the 80s. And then now her son, who is now 38 years old, tracked down his mother.
Hold on, wait. Didn't you tell us a similar story 2 days ago?
No, the other day we heard about a woman who... dating a guy and found out that it was her son's father.
Okay.
From a previous one-night stand.
Okay. Shannon, what are you flicking off to? This is just getting weird.
This is really hot. That's why I'm sharing it with you guys. Yeah. So they came across each other, and then
they did.
They fell in love. The guy was actually married to somebody else and left his wife because he was so turned on by meeting his mother. The mother claimed, he was in a support group for people that were adopted, and apparently there is a thing called GSA, which is genetic sexual attraction, where there's some sort of scientific reason why you'd be attracted to a family member. Mm. And so they're blaming this on that. But they are madly in love. They have amazing sex with each other. And she said she wanted to have his kids, but that was 8 years ago when they got back together. She's 57 now, so that's not going to happen.
Do we have any photos?
Yeah, here's one.
And isn't there laws against like potentially making a retard baby?
This is illegal. Incest is illegal, and they're in Michigan, so I think 15 years is the prison sentence, something like that.
But that's only if he
doesn't it look like she was fucking her brother before she made this kid.
This guy looks like a product of incest.
Yeah,
yeah, they already look like they come from a weird like Game of Thrones lineage.
Yeah, it's very, very creepy.
Okay, so
why would you share this is my point, right? Like, it's one thing, okay, like, you're living this weird life. Why would you be like, hey, I want to get on the front page of the local paper. Yeah.
So there is a thing that you've heard before where, like, either a parent and a child or, like, a brother and a sister who went up for adoption, they meet and there's something biologically in you that you know you care about this person.
Okay.
Of course.
And a lot of people, I think, when they first meet, mistake that for sexual energy. Because our brains aren't wired right yet. And that we don't know who this person are and what they should mean to us. But once you get past that, I assume he is he looks a little Riri.
He definitely looks like...
I would check who his father is.
He has that weird kind of skull shape. Like, you're like, there's something up with him.
Like a lot of redundancies in the DNA. Like, you know what I mean? There's just missing code.
To quote a great man, if your family tree doesn't fork.
A great man. A great Western philosopher.
In that picture, doesn't she look like a Martin Short character?
Yes, she does.
Oh, she does.
Wow.
For that one month where Martin Short had a nighttime show where he would do skits.
Yeah, that's Jiminy Glick's wife, girlfriend in the show. Or
yes.
It's like Martin Short coming out as non-binary, you know?
Oh, but hold on. I mean, like, just a point. I get what you're saying. Maybe there's a genetic thing or whatever. But you stop at the part where you're putting your dick in your mom, right? Like, you go, okay, wait a second. You know, oh, hey, my mom's, by the way, it's not even that hot. But my mom's hot. And you're like, maybe I should fuck her?
His mom is hot.
And then it's like, you know, not enough people know that I'm fucking my mom. Hold on, let me call the news.
Hey, this is just a thing we do, you know? She's going to have my baby. She's 57, stupid. That's another thing. They wanted to have a fucking kid, and she's 57 years old. And it's just like,
all right. You're already rolling the dice on having a fucking half a mo.
Could you imagine being an incest baby born to a 57-year-old woman and still not coming
maybe,
out
maybe
retarded?
Maybe she just wants... Maybe
like,
they,
you would feel invincible. I would just be like, dude, I must have superpowers.
You'd be the unbreakable of retards.
Exactly.
Maybe they want to have another kid so they can have a threesome. That would make the most sense, right? Yeah.
All right. Hypothetical situation.
Sure.
Ladies in the booth, you do not have penises, so I don't know if you can answer this. You're in bed. You're on your side. Your dick is just, the head of your dick is in your dad's asshole.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Oh, no, excuse me. The head of your dick is in your mom's pussy.
Okay.
The head of your dad's dick is in your asshole. Do you scoot forward to back out of the space? Like, imagine, it's like parallel parking. Do you scoot up your mother's pussy to get your dad's dick out so that you can scoot out? Or do you back into your dad's dick to get out of your mom's pussy?
This is a very weird Sophie's choice.
I think you go into your mother's pussy because I'd be worried that my dad might pre-jack and that would cause all sorts
of problems.
Can
I swing back and forth like a pendulum if I want to?
Oh, yeah. You can twerk for all I give a fuck, bro.
Are you writing like a really fucked up reboot of Saw? Like that's.
Oh. I guess. Fuck, this is terrible. I guess forward, right?
I guess. Well, here's the thing. Which one might make you come the fastest?
Okay. I mean, neither.
Yeah, I guess you have to worry about pre-jacking if you go forward.
Yeah.
But if your dad comes in your butt on a one pump, you're like, Jesus, how long have you been wanting to do
this? It's dirty. And also, it's implying that I would have a boner at the same time.
Well, like, you do.
Yeah, you're
outside.
Well,
in this world, yeah. I have an erection.
Use the promo code RAP. You'll get your first month free. Mm-hmm. Just pay $5 shipping.
Okay, I don't think that's a great library.
You're on that good Serbian film shit.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I guess forward if I have to.
I like how in this scenario, no one can move in three dimensions.
You can't just go like that.
You just get up and go, I'm not doing that.
No, you're far enough. So your dad's far enough in your butt and you're far enough in your mom's pussy. So it's
this whole thing is already terrible.
If you wake up in Jigsaw's lair, you've already been drugged and beaten.
And you just cry, I can't leave. Zach's making me do this.
Jigzag over here.
Are you going to fuck your mom or get fucked by your dad? And you're like, can you just let me out of here, man? I'm pretty sure this is illegal.
They're making too many Saw sequels. It's kind of ridiculous.
Did you die of cancer four times?
Did you rent a backhoe to dig up my parents? What the fuck? Why are they hooked up to strings like they're sausages and Freddy got fingered?
Throwing him into a Lazarus pit like a Batman villain? Come on, man. I want to fuck my reincarnated mom.
Man, I love that question. People at home,
chat saying, Shannon? Probably something racist. It is a racist live chat.
Most likely.
Probably. Yeah.
I'm trying to see if anything is actually pertaining to your question.
She's like, I'm looking for something.
It's just a bunch of deepfakes of Shannon getting railed.
She's like, I'm looking for something remotely acceptable that I can
Most of the chats on all of the shows are the females that work here just in deepfakes getting railed, correct?
Yes.
Or getting shat on or something.
with a hidden account like Callan thinks Bobby Lee has on the Reddits.
She's like, they're working together to spell out words in the chat that I'd rather not say right now.
Yeah, I don't see any responses to that question.
All right, okay. Because people are
normal.
Let me know. Tweet me, ZA Spook Show. Do you go forward up your mom's puss or do you go backwards on your dad's dick? I want to know.
It's so funny. I don't think any chat room is on topic anymore. Like, there's like pirated streams of like wrestling and stuff, right? Because
they're never talking about what's going on.
Yeah, you'll watch like the AEWs, like where they do like the bootleg live streams of it, and that whole chat room is just screaming about like Trump and the N-word and Biden.
Or Nyla Rose has a penis or something like that. I'm like, man.
No, I think she had bottom surgery.
I don't know. There's no way to tell.
And then every once in a while, they'll just be like, a Jungle Boy is gay. And then everyone going back to like, no, the problem in this country is the blacks. And you're like,
great. We're going to solve race relations in a pirated stream of an AEW pay-per-view.
In the chat room of an AEW pirated website.
Listen, as someone who's worked with a number of AEW talent, Chris and I will both tell you, seeing Sonny Kiss walk away from you really changes your day.
Yeah.
It really puts thoughts in your head. You. And
I didn't think Nyla, like, when I met Nyla, I was just like, that's a huge lady. I didn't realize that was a trans woman. When I met Sonny Kiss, I was like, It'd make me uncomfortable as a straight guy.
Yes, I don't know what to do.
He's got a great ass.
It's
I'll
like,
tell you.
It's like one of those cartoon like characters that's like walking away from you, and you're like, yeah. It's like the ugly Roger Rabbit, the ugly Jessica Rabbit. Yeah, you know what I mean? They turn around, you're like, oh, Jesus Christ. I thought that was something. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Jesus.
Yeah, Sonny, that thing has a life, has a mind of its own.
I mean, that's, pull up the ass. I mean, yes, Jesus.
Shannon.
Stop making me look gay, Shannon.
You sure that's not just Jade Cargill? Yeah. Do we know?
I mean, come on.
Thick.
Yeah.
Thick.
But then from the neck up, it's just Orlando Jordan.
Yeah.
It's like Nyla Rose with Cisco's head.
Bussy doesn't have a face, guys. I'll just tell you that.
Yeah, it all feels the same in the dark, baby.
But it can definitely have a family relation. We've learned that.
Yes. All right, so you're in Sunny Kisses.
Oh, here we go.
Nyla Rose's dick is in your butt. All right, let's keep moving.
Who do you job for first?
you would do really good like writing the curriculum for like
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Come on.
If you wrote like the curriculum for like high school algebra, that would just be amazing. Like he's just writing the questions. All right, so Bobby, right, is 3 1/4 inches inside his mother's pussy, right? But his dad's dick is about 1.5 inches in.
They're on a train going to Budapest.
Yeah. Solve for X.
I hate common whore math. It's the worst.
Common whore.
The name of the episode. They're on a train to Budapest. If the train stops short.
All right, you're at a family reunion. You have to fuck everybody. What?
You're at a family reunion. Who do you fuck in what order if you have to fuck your way out of the room?
I've never actually heard the phrase, fuck my way out of the room. It's like a weird reboot of Reservoir Dogs. Like, how did you get out? I had to fuck my way out.
All moms and dads, no real people.
Exactly. Fucking guys, Shawshank coming out of the dirt but covered in cum instead of mine.
I made it out.
A poster of Sunny Kiss with a hole behind it.
Yeah, you put a poster of Sunny Kiss over your dad's asshole.
Oh, fuck.
Get busy fucking or get busy dying. All right.
Or both of your correction officer.
Somehow they still got Morgan Freeman for that reboot. It was amazing.
He'll do anything now.
Hey, fans of the show over the age of 18 who live in a state where Delta is legal. Guys, it is time to get high. You want to get high with me and Chris, right?
Of course you do.
Why wouldn't you? Of course you do. Then it's time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really, really high. I'll tell you, these products do work, and they should be taken responsibly. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. And holy moly, they work really, really good.
If you ever gummies?
Me or Lewis or Chris smoking a vape pen on the air, that's Delta 8 in there. We really do use it in our everyday life, and it works. So head on over to yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at yoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. Let's get back into the show.
Also, I did want to know, a bunch of people corrected me. I did post R.I.P. Vicky White, the real ride or die. And people were like, no, she was a ride and die.
Ride,
very funny to everybody.
Very short ride, immediately died.
Terrible Uber reviews. Just terrible.
All right. Passenger forced to land. How do you say this, Chris? Cessna?
Yes.
Cessna airplane after pilot passes out.
That's probably not that hard. You landed on water.
No, he didn't land on water. So he was flying from the Bahamas to Florida. Okay. I think his wife was about to have a baby. He was in a small plane. It was a private flight. Mm-hmm. I think it was just him and the pilot. And the pilot just passed out. And so he called to the air control people and was like, I need help because the pilot is out of commission. And so they had to talk him in. First, they had to find him. It took them like 4 minutes to find where he was. And they talked him in.
In the air?
Yeah.
In a plane?
They talked him in and he actually landed the plane.
And did he like fuck it up? Or
not at all. Nope. He landed. They said it was a little bit wobbly. And then
I'm not that impressed by pilots.
No. I flew a small plane. I flew a Piper and I landed it myself. It was fun. It's easy.
So funny.
It's easier than driving a car. There's no traffic up there.
They're like, all right, buddy, we're going to talk you through this, all right? This is how you be a pilot. First of all, look around, fish around for a bottle of vodka somewhere. Is there any vodka, whiskey, tequila, something in there? You're going to have to get your nerves down.
Yeah.
Then we'll talk you down to the flight, actually landing this.
See all those switches start flicking? I'm just a look busy.
Yeah. Anyway, all the new planes have like auto land and auto fly and auto this and auto like.
Not a Cessna, I'm sure. But those are the water
Cessna's
planes,
basically
right?
Like an air bicycle.
I thought it was a pontoon boat.
Yeah,
like a, that was the one. I thought the Cessna was one like Baloo from Tailspin flew or whatever.
Exactly.
All right, you're a pilot. All right, first lesson. Go back into the cabin and tell those Hasidic Jews to put their masks back on.
Immediately. Oh, we're landing in Chicago and kicking them off right now.
Wasn't there a story that just came out where a German airline kicked all Jewish people off the airline for a day because a bunch of Jewish people acted up on a German plane?
That sounds amazing.
Somebody sent me that on Twitter. It could just be a crazy person that sends me things on Twitter. But somebody look into German airline.
I don't want to be.
By the way, is a Twitter handle like Based Hitler 88? Because that might be the problem.
Those are most of my followers. Yeah. Yeah.
I found over 100 New York City Orthodox Jews get kicked off German flight over mask dispute.
Oh, that must be it then.
No, please tell me about it.
It says the group embarked from JFK Airport in Queens to begin a religious pilgrimage to Budapest.
To Germany? Oh. Seems odd. Seems. They wanted to have an out-of-body experience.
They had a stopover in Frankfurt, but when they tried to board their next plane out of Germany for Hungary, they were not allowed to get on it. The group said they were all barred from the Lufthansa jet because a handful of them hadn't worn masks on their inbound trip from New York.
Mm.
Due to operational reasons coming from the flight from New York, for all passengers here, we have to cancel you on this flight.
That is great optics, Germany. Good job.
Well, there was a video of a guy. I guess that was the video I saw. It was a guy going, so all Jews are banned from this German flight today.
That might be this video.
Not only that.
All our lives are different after the Lufthansa kikes.
The worst thing, too, is they get kicked off a plane, and now they're a bunch of, like, you know, Orthodox Jews that are now trapped in Germany. Like, that's probably not the best feeling.
And ironically, they're going to be hungry, like, because we're going to Hungary.
I'm not with the group. I understand that pilot made a decision. We don't question pilots' decisions, but apparently we're banned from our other kinds of flights.
How come Jews always sound like they have to blow their nose? You know, the more Orthodox they get, the more they can't breathe in the nose.
I don't understand the problem here. I just don't, you know, what's going on with my flight?
Decision that all Jewish people that were on that flight can't go on any flight today because this is 2022.
I am a victim here. Like, so if you really want to do this dance,
but that's
the German TSA agent is just clicking her heels like, I'm just following orders.
If you want to do this dance, I will get two chairs to raise us over the people's heads. All right, this is hilarious. I will say, just flew recently. And it was an Orthodox family, pregnant mom, dad, and like 9 daughters. And sitting waiting for the plane, I went, I'm going to be sitting with them.
Were you?
And I know there's something about people that have boxes for their magic hats that just don't understand the rules of basic human interaction on an airplane. If you are ever on an airplane with Hasids, the second that thing hits the ground, they jump up and run to the front of the plane.
Oh yeah, yeah, dude. They don't because
they don't plane give etiquette. A fuck about etiquette.
We've all have this plane etiquette where it's like, you know, you wait, you know these two go, and everybody goes up. But you're right, I've seen that too. Because in Florida, there's a lot of Hasidics fly there, and you're right, they fucking sprint. And I'm like, all right, no, I guess you go. I guess you're the most important one here. I guess you go.
Well, they are chosen.
Yeah, I went to go to my seat.
You sounded a little nasally when you did that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I don't care.
I'll just sit here in my
seat. It's your plane. I guess we're just red space in it, I guess.
You're going to miss me when I'm gone.
That's how that guy was like a regular Jewish guy. His name was just Cohen. And he was like, I'm not with them. Yes. I'm a diner Woody Allen Jew.
Yeah.
I complain about those.
Yeah. I'm writing a screenplay.
My mother tried to fix me up with one of those, and I ran away.
Are you kidding me? I wear my mask in my bathroom in my home. You know what I mean? Like, I'm on your side.
I call it a face yarmulke.
I get on the fucking plane, and of course, one of the girls is in my seat, and she pulls the
pretended to not. I saw them all speaking English. And I go, hi, I think you're my senior. She's like, Leckle. And I'm like, I listen.
You speak Yiddish?
It's perfect. Thank you. And I'm like,
you just ordered a pastrami sandwich.
Yes. And I was like, I know this is my seat. You're in my seat. And she's like, hey, Leckle. And then a flight attendant who definitely figured out what was going on already, which is that this family had tickets all over the plane. And they just got on and took a section of the plane. Comes over. And I was like, hey, I'm sorry. This girl's in my seat. I was like, I'll happily sit somewhere else to accommodate her. But, like, I need to know where to go. So then the dad, like, King Jew comes over. And he's got all the tickets in, like, a fucking bag. And she was sitting on, like, another part of the plane completely. And then I'm like, okay, so, like, can you tell me where that is? And I'll just take that seat. And then she just starts crying. And goes, I need to sit with my mother. She's like 20. So they wind up sitting me next to, like, across the aisle from the dad, who's my size, and with all the accoutrement. Mm-hmm. So he looked uncomfortable.
So he had the entire
uniform. So somebody
had
pulled that string on the side and he inflated to the size of a raft.
Only in the case of an emergency.
Thank you.
And of course, plane lands, he gets up immediately to get his magic hat box. And he stuck his ass on me to get in the thing. And I told Chris this the other day. I felt the heat of his fucking marinating Jewish asshole on my shoulder.
Musty matzo ball smell just wafting over.
Like, you know when, like, a 22-year-old girl sits on your lap and you're like, I feel that thing. Mm-hmm. I feel that little monkey.
At least that's... Orthodox Jews are usually well deodorized, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing, because you're a bigger guy, and he's already in the entire uniform, which has to be hot as shit on a plane.
They always smell like they're wearing fish cologne. You know what I mean?
Which is all of... I felt this man's asshole on my arm.
And let me guess, they ran out to the front and left.
Yeah, of course.
Of course they did. Because fuck everybody else.
It was, hey, nothing against the regulars. You're fine by me.
Even, I'll tell you this, I told you this when you told me the story the other day. So I once drew a comic, and it was just called The Amazing Time Traveling Jew, and it was a Jewish guy who went back in time to kill Hitler, and I showed it to my friend who's Orthodox, and I go, it was a Hasidic guy with a knife standing over baby. I was like, is this offensive? And he goes, yeah. And I go, well, what's really offensive about it? And he goes, well, that's a Hasidic guy, and they're the worst of us.
They don't like, no, you're right, though.
That's what he said. And really, this is a very religious Jewish person. Like, his wife won't shake my hand, got the small hat, does the whole thing, keeps kosher, can't talk to him. After the sun goes down on Fridays, he turns into a fucking werewolf or whatever. And and fucking, he even hates Hasidic Jews.
Well, the problem with the time traveling Jew concept is one thing. It's like, hey, you could time travel one time, and instead of going back to kill Hitler, they go back to invest in IBM in the 80s. Hey, look, priorities, bro. I don't know about that.
No, everyone knows. Every group, I think, has the what they consider the worst of them that would be embarrassed.
Oh yeah, Cubans. Like, I'm Cuban. Like, we definitely do. Like, we have the loud. I call them the Pitbull fans. The loud, obnoxious. You know they're there, and they're fucking, and they're the worst, and they make us all look bad. They're the ones, like, that are still on the street, like.
And the other ones, the good ones, are the strong swimmers. That's what
The ones that live.
Yeah, that's
the ones that get here. They're not allowed to come back anymore anyway. But the ones that I call, like, the scar-faced Cubans, you know, it's like, take it easy. Hey, mama, let me grab your tit. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Nice.
For me, it's as a fat person, any fat person that on public transportation, and I've seen this a couple times, is the most embarrassing thing, eats with the food on their belly.
Yes.
Like an otter.
Yeah, man, it's a built-in tray right there.
That is the most, as a fat person, it gives me chills. It's, like, dude, come on, man.
You get the feeling that, like, a successful black guy gets when he watches, like, black people just acting fool, and he's like, come on, man.
I work hard to break these stereotypes, you know?
But I think the one question I have from your story is, okay, so you're, like, an inch inside of this Hasidic guy, Sunny Kiss is an inch inside of you.
Oh, I'm backing.
Push it.
He's backing that right up.
I'm backing that thing up. Are you kidding me? I hope he gets me pregnant.
Now, that would be a real Sophie's Choice. Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding? Oh, my God, dude. I want Sunny Kiss to fuck me so hard that the referee has to come and raise my hand three times.
Yeah, it'll be Aubrey, though, so she'll get in front of the camera shot.
Yeah, make it all about her.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. What else we got?
Oh, actually, I sent... This is one of my favorite.
Oh, yeah, please.
I would like to see you guys' reaction to this video that I found. So there's a New York drill rap subreddit, which is mostly just hilarious. But this is one of the best fight videos I've seen in a while. I sent it to Bronx Johnny has COVID, and he was like, you know I'm going to die from laughing because of this. So I figured you guys, since you're in New York, you should watch this.
Okay.
Yeah, we need sound. We need rewind it. We need sound.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I want sound, and I want it from the beginning.
First of all, this is Sonny Kiss's hairdresser.
Oh, I love it.
I do like that, like, this way of getting hype. It feels like a wrestling entrance already.
Yeah.
The rest of your life, nigga. Real man. You'll bring a well-rated right here.
Oh!
Oh, there's more.
Oh, oh.
His valet catches his jacket.
That's awesome.
I like it. It also looks like he's wearing a wrestling singlet.
Yeah.
This whole thing is great.
That's DeAndre the Giant.
Is he wearing heels? Yep, he's wearing heels.
This is, by the way, the worst Cuban that Royce was talking about. Now watch.
Oh!
Boom again.
Sneak move.
Dude.
Dirtiest player in the game.
From out of nowhere.
This feels like when Batman was fighting Bane in the dark.
First of all, I love when he's like,
you must become the darkness.
You're about to be well rested is my best thing to say before you hit somebody in the face. Somebody in the comments was like, yo, he disappeared. No, I posted that in Discord, and somebody was just like, yo, that guy disappeared and reappeared like a Dragon Ball Z villain.
Oh, that's fuck. Exactly what that's like when a bad guy. I'm over here now. Kapow. I want to watch the whole thing again.
Please, boom, thank you.
Boom again is my favorite sentence ever.
I really think the worst way to start a fight, though, is to get on your knees and go ahead, come on.
Yeah,
come
on.
It's just.
The rest of your life, nigga.
Real man.
You will bring a well-rated
right here.
Right here.
Boom! Oh.
It was like the world's shortest Superman punch.
You're a fucking bitch. Yo, man.
This is the best part.
Boom.
Nice catch, by the way.
So he goes around.
Yeah.
Yeah, where? How did
he?
So
no,
I think,
pause it? Yeah, so he goes right. Then he goes behind the stairs.
Oh, he went around the stairs. The yeah, way. To clock him.
Oh, brilliant.
That guy has fought in a subway before.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really hates the environment, like the Viet Cong.
Yes.
He doesn't even see him kind of now. Yeah, he came around the other side.
No, let it go. Let it
boom,
keep going.
Again.
I like how now she's upset. She's like, no, you don't do that. Like, clearly your boy is the one acting up.
Then he goes. Oh,
I didn't even realize that that's fucking West 4th Street.
Yeah. So that is very populated station.
That for people that don't know, that's right where the Comedy Cellar is.
Yeah.
Wow.
That guy's passed there, both of them.
Boom again is like my new favorite
line. Again.
Boom again.
Dude, that fucking
dude
rule.
Saying you about to be well rested is so funny to me.
Holy shit.
It was like a wrestling promo. No. You about to be well rested.
Sounded like an Eddie Kingston promo.
Yes.
Except he didn't threaten to murder him 7 times.
Yeah. On site, dog. But then they just take his shoes.
I'm like, it's on site, dog.
So then it's not on site.
You're looking at me.
Yeah, you're looking at me right now.
It's funny when you try to throw somebody's shoes over the ropes in a wrestling ring. It's like, well, they're right there.
It's right there.
Power
it's ridiculous.
You're like, on site. I meant like on site next time. Yeah. Like, obviously, I ain't going to do it
on
now.
On site at the pay-per-view. Next time, like, not site. Now.
It's so funny because I get that he's half Puerto Rican and half Irish, but he looks so Irish except for his highly manicured eyebrows. It's so
with
strange.
The line through him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he definitely talks like he's Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Which, yeah, he's half Puerto Rican and from the Bronx. All right. We got to look at this triple amputee who's apparently a model now.
Yeah, let's see it.
For what?
So first of all,
shoe.
Here she is.
For when, shoe.
When she was
just one shoe.
When she was 6 years old, she was electrocuted.
Just gonna throw this out there. Wood.
Oh yeah, I have some too.
Yeah.
Wait, you said she was electrocuted?
Yeah, when she was 6 years old, she was electrocuted. She's
no, her uncle gave her a shocker.
Oh, that'll do it.
She's from Ecuador, and she was on like the balcony, and she touched Like
she's from Ecuador and an amputee and still taller than Bronx Johnny. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Oh, poor Johnny. Oh. That's you ever being sick.
Oh. All right, so what were you saying?
So sorry, she Janet. Won Miss Amputee?
Amputee.
So he's on fire. She touched like one of those high power wire thingies with a metal stick. So she kind of
okay. Well,
it.
At that point, yeah.
And now that stick is her leg.
Yeah, so apparently
she was able to reach it. Wait, do you mean to tell me that Ecuador doesn't have the same safety standards that we do here in the
fucking
States?
Hot.
That thing really smash right for sure.
100%. Yes,
for sure. Right.
100%. Yes.
All right.
I'm gonna sling her over my shoulder like a bindle.
Oh man, it's like getting to fuck the lamp from Christmas Story.
And when you fuck, and when you fuck her, you could do flamingo style, which is my favorite.
That's where you bury her head in the sand.
Yeah, get you, when you take that.
Holy shit! Oh yeah,
she is fucking. All right, so I'm going to throw this out there.
She's got great tits. They maybe it's because no arms, but...
She has to not eat, right?
Yeah, that's how the only thing that's helping her when she falls over is the tits. You know what I mean?
Honest well, to question. Be fair, she hops 3 miles a day, keeps her fit.
No, I'm trying to figure out how she gets exercise. It's got to be crunches, right?
She has a prosthetic leg that she uses, so
yeah, but it's not
helps.
Like she's like going running with it.
I mean, I guess she might. Maybe.
Maybe, yeah, you're right.
Ew. Nice ass. Oh, ew, birthmark. No thanks.
Damn, she is fucking hot.
Yeah, she is. Definitely.
Dude, come on.
Even though she's shaped like a mannequin from a store, like, I'm going to throw this out there.
She's got an ass like a mannequin from the
Bronx. I like that the shoe on the prosthetic has toes and matches.
Yeah, it has the same heel.
It does. That's great.
Just, you know how these girls are. They ain't going to fuck around. They still got to have... Oh, have a pedicure.
How does she wipe?
Oh no!
Because I'm thinking and think about how to like.
Well, so it's Ecuador. I doubt that's even a common thing there.
I'll deal with my tongue.
Yeah, you think she has any shortage of people lining up to clean her asshole?
Yeah. I'd imagine that's a bidet situation.
That's a good point.
Hope so. You still need a little bit of a wipe.
Yeah, but you still got to get the last wipe, yeah.
I'm sure she has some sort of prosthetic.
Maybe a high-pressure bidet, you know, really blast that thing out. Mm. That would work.
Now, I know, so, like, there's, like, a thing for, I think, little people and big, big fat people that's, like, a claw that you could squeeze it and use for toilet paper.
Oh, I have seen that. Chris Crespo used to have a wand.
Yes, and didn't somebody throw it out the window when he was drunk?
I think so.
Yeah, but see, I get that, but you still need to hold the stick, right?
Yeah.
So would she need to, like set up a tripod?
Yeah, he had, like, claws.
Yeah. So, I would say maybe she puts it in her teeth and goes through.
And goes up and under. It's like boomerang shape.
But she's got to always be wiping back to front, then.
Yeah.
Which means...
She's got a pussy full of shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, but, again, that ass, though.
I'm still smashing.
Maybe, yes, of course.
Maybe some sort of wall-mounted device.
On what date do you get to ask how she wipes?
Ooh.
Like, how many is that? Because, like, you assume you're fucking...
Or you just come in there and be like, how you dealing with it?
She's from Ecuador, and I have U.S. dollars. So immediately really would be the answer to that.
Yeah.
Dude. She's very fucking pretty. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I don't know if you realize this or not. She has no arms and one leg.
No. The worst
thing... Yeah, that makes her hotter.
The worst thing about her is she's Ecuadorian.
She literally looks photoshopped.
Well, it's funny because they kept trying to push these, like, there was like a couple of Down syndrome models, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, all right, I guess you would, but this is like a legitimately very attractive woman.
Bro, Down syndrome models.
Yeah, no, you're not going out on a limb.
Have you guys seen the show Specials?
Hold on. Let's let that sit.
Oh, no, I got it.
No, you're good.
That was good. Because no arms.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you guys seen the show Specials?
Yeah, all those Jewish guys thought it was for dinner.
Have you seen the show The Specials?
Yeah.
Fucking love that thing, dude. We just found it the other day.
Yeah, we were watching episodes of that on our Patreon like every week, and we're obsessed.
I have no idea
what
that is.
So it's
like
this...
it's like the real world, but with retards.
So remember
it's
like amazing. 2007 when...
The Re-Re World?
Yeah, the Re-Re World.
In 2007 when everything was super... All the reality was super exploitive. Like that's the one they did like... the show where the woman was trans, but they didn't tell the guy. So the end, that same era, it's Ghost Specials, and it's in the UK, and they have a bunch of like Down syndrome and like retarded people living in the same house, but they like film them. like it's the real world. It is fucking nuts.
Bring it up in the booth.
It is. Yeah, we it is, dude. The specials. Yeah, you can check it out. I mean, it's great because no one
also will, the fact that they call it the specials.
Nobody will claim it because nobody wants to claim it. All the episodes are on YouTube. The most
exploitative bullshit ever.
Oh, but, so there's no like production.
Yeah, but specials might not be offensive over there because isn't it spastic is the mean word for retards?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, but you know, it's, I mean, no, it's, the production looks like an MTV show. Like, it's, there's money into this thing. Like, this was like, on, I don't know, whatnot, but I mean, dude, it's them going on dates, them getting disappointed. There's like one Chad one that's always hitting on chicks.
Oh, dude, I gotta say it.
Yeah, I gotta see.
Yeah, it's called The Specials on YouTube. You could see it, like, there it is.
So I couldn't find a trailer.
I'm 22 years old.
He's the Chad of the group.
He is.
I live in Brighton with my housemates.
Dude, the best episode was the one where they took him to like a ladyboy show, and they have to explain to Sam multiple times that it's dudes.
That they're dudes.
And he's not getting it.
And hey.
See what happens when people stop being polite and start eating pennies.
Hilly's the slut of the group.
Yeah, Hilly does put out. She's a slut.
Oh, jeez.
Carol and David helped us set up our
Wait, go life. Back. Which one of them spelled that guy's name? I gotta see that again.
His parents, Carol and...
Carol and...
Oh, God.
P-A-F-Y-D-D.
The auto-close caption is great with these, too. Because sometimes it doesn't know what they're saying.
Oh, keep it going.
Also, just for the record, the parents are not retarded. They're just British.
Yeah.
So it's hard, it's very hard to tell with the show.
I thought it was the mother and daughter again. The mother and son again.
That's how you get them. That's how you make them.
Us set up our home. Lucy goes to work.
Hello.
Hello. You in trouble?
We go to college.
No, we're going to
Well, kind of.
Arizona State. Yeah.
Kind of.
Arizona State.
We all like going out and...
By the way, that wasn't Halloween. That's just how they dress sometimes for fun.
That was dress yourself there?
Yeah, dress yourself.
We go to college. Well, I mean, we go to a class that's in the college. Let's be very specific here.
That's him at the Ladyboy show.
Oh, he's having a blast.
We love him.
Multiple times they have to pull him aside and go, these are not like they're lady boys. And he's like, they're ladies. Like, he's so
I become emotionally invested in this show.
I just let him go. Like, let him go back there. Let him learn a lesson.
Let him learn his lesson that he's going to forget tomorrow.
They're retarded. They're not goldfish.
That's so sexy.
No, we're not ladies. We're lady boys.
We have good time.
How come she knew?
He's got talent.
A little romance.
Oh, this is making me feel terrible.
No, honestly, you don't. You actually start you after you watch. That's what I thought. You feel bad, but
so they have like a pretty good life.
No, when you watch it, you start really going like, oh, that guy's the Chad, and they really are like they all have completely different personalities. Just a shy one. This dude is like awesome. The one on the right, like, is always hitting on chicks, and like, you know, and of course, you know. The funny part about him is like, but he doesn't want to hit on any other Down syndrome chicks. Like
he hits on like normal.
I ain't gonna hit on you. You're retarded. And I'm like,
oh really?
Yeah, like it's
he's like a mean prick.
Yeah.
No, fuck that.
It's hilarious.
But their stories all must just be like, I'm 28. I live with me mom.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
By the way, anyone listening only must be like, this sounds like a regular British reality show.
Yeah, there's no way to tell.
Yeah.
All right, let's watch a little more of it.
Whatever happens, we stick together.
Give me a hug.
And they're really good with each other. I gotta give them that.
Which one of them's Doctor Who?
This is our world.
That's and all the doctors together.
It with you.
He's the tall one with the glasses rules.
Yeah, he's like, he cannot do eye contact. He's just always looking at his phone. It's like really... They try to shove him and this chick together like throughout the show, and every time they go out together, he's like,
"Dude, I want to watch."
Have you seen this chick? She's hotter than you.
But that's kind of like how they are, and it's funny because people are like, "Oh, you guys are making fun of me, exploitive." Like, no, the exploitive people are the first people that made two seasons of this.
Yeah,
and like it's true. They try to push them two together.
Yeah, because
do you like her?
We're not the ones that hired a film crew and went to England.
How hilarious must the craft services been?
It's all just like
gum
bears.
Jelly beans.
Fucking box of hammers.
The full episodes are on YouTube, by the way. So well, can, the them. Full episodes are on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, don't go past minute 16, though. Then the algorithm picks it up. We've noticed that.
Thank you.
On our just show. So you know. Yeah. But as soon as you get
up to minute 16,
up to minute 16 of an episode, you're good.
Okay. I'm going to remember that. Thank you, gentlemen.
It's fantastic. It's
a lot of fun.
You do one more and get out of here, buddy?
Yeah, let's go.
What do we got here? Oh, let's... Can we admit that Britney Spears probably should have had a conservatorship?
Bro, the moment that she stopped... Well, first off, she's... Not that I'm complaining, but that...
Phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, look, she looks great. Can we agree that she still looks fantastic? But she's fucking nuts.
Okay.
Like, so? No, I'm not... That's fine.
I don't think she needs to be in a conservatorship again until she starts putting these out without the little emojis on them.
Oh, that's a good point.
Then I'll be... You know, let's let her get a little crazier first.
Well, they definitely exist... And they're on her phone, and it can't be that hard to hack Britney Spears' cell phone.
Oh, hey, can I see that?
Yeah.
She looks like she's...
They got hacked by that kid from the specials.
Yeah.
It's like a reboot of Smokin' Aces, where everybody's just getting hired to go get Britney Spears' phone.
Yeah, this is it.
Is she fucking that dog?
No, but she has crazy eyes.
Yeah, these are relatively tasteful nudes.
Yeah, with
did
a
she
dog.
Just post this on Instagram or is this on OnlyFans?
No, these are all from Instagram. And then she posts like several of very similar pictures at the same time with crazy captions.
I love that you're like, these are tasteful nudes while her dog's asshole is like inches away from her pussy.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's tasteful.
She's got her clit half an inch into the dog, and the dog is half an inch into Lindsay Lohan's mom.
Write these down, Zach, so you can write this new curriculum. Yeah,
this is one book. This is just going to be my book of the same situation over and over
again. I don't understand why this is bad.
Oh, it's not bad, but they were definitely keeping her from doing this every day and diminishing her value.
Yeah, but
her value's already low.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm sure she's banking it up. Doesn't she still have a residency in Vegas?
Yeah, she's.
She could be making a lot more money doing this. Like, she should have monetized this on OnlyFans. She probably got
a little tiny bit.
I do like that Zach's going like full MGTOW on this. It's like, oh, you know, she's depreciating her sexual market value. All right, and you know, her eggs are drying up, and you know, it's like,
yeah, she's only got a few more years.
I think she's pregnant now. I'm almost positive that she got pregnant.
Yeah, she's currently pregnant.
Yeah.
That's why she had to get these pictures out.
Get them in before, you know.
Yeah.
God, man.
How do you not just do the OnlyFans drop, make that? Like, didn't Bad Baby confirm that she made $50 million in a year?
Yes.
How do you not just throw that out there, make a couple mil?
But that's a really good point. Like, if she were to, first off, be the biggest OnlyFans, like, ever made if Britney Spears had one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why give this away for free?
Because she's nuts.
Dude, I swear to God, man. Imagine just getting a pop in Britney Spears, and then you just want to sleep till 2 in the afternoon the next day. You're like, guys, I'm sleeping till like 2 in the afternoon. This was the greatest night of my life, and I'm turning my phone on Do Not Disturb.
You could tell she's nuts. She, like, fuck Kevin Federline. Like, you know, they always make the best life decisions.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she had plenty of money. You can get fucking... loads dropped in you when you make that kind of money. I'm just gonna throw
now it. It's her money too, because her dad had it for so long. Now she could actually use it. So let's see. You're right. This is just recently.
Do you think her dad had all these on his phone?
The problem is,
and he just wouldn't post. Every day she sent her dad's nudes and she's like, "Hey, Dad, could you put these up?" He's like, "Yeah, sure, honey."
You can only do the holding the boob, covering the nipple shot so many times before it's like, okay, look, shit or get off the pot.
Yeah,
like,
nips
you
know or not. Nips or not. What are we doing?
I mean, maybe that's the thing. Picture. Maybe she's trying to fucking...
I'm not playing this fucking game with you anymore, all right? Now, either do it or don't.
Maybe she's trying to get some buzz around the nips, and that's where she drops the OnlyFans. Maybe this is all a plan. And then she's a genius.
I agree. Yeah.
It's not... Look, here's my point.
She would have... the biggest OnlyFans in history. Yeah.
It's not that she's taking the nude pictures, because that you're saying that's there's plenty of girls on Instagram that do that.
Yeah.
It's the sheer amount that she's like, it's just like every
Instagram.
It's a lot. Like, it's like, and like
she's posting all of them instead of picking the best five.
Right. Save them out. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Like, I don't need five of you just slightly smiling at one. It's the same thing. Yeah. You know?
Well, she's also been in a conservatorship. So, like, she's obviously not been running any of her own shit. And so she hasn't been getting all like the little dopamine rushes of like, look at all the likes.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I thought you were going to say she doesn't have like internet etiquette. She's still sending people emails like, send this to 12 people.
Or you will be cursed.
She's doing N Towers and Christina Aguilera's Instagram. You bitch.
All right, guys, let's call it here. I want to thank our wonderful guest, Royce and Marsh from Revenge of the Sith, Daywave, Nightwave, my co-host,
Chris from Brooklyn. The ladies in the booth, thank you guys so much. We will catch you this Friday on the Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.